2067.
2067, how can I help you?
Yeah, I know. This is the second time today I've had this customer on in an electric wheelchair. He wants to be only partially secured. He wants to be secured, but he won't let four securements go on the chair, only two in the back. And he becomes upset about it. So this is the second time now today this has happened. Anyway, it's not safe. But that's what he wanted, so that's what I did.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why you think it's unsafe. People are allowed to have any measure of securement they want. People are allowed to not be secured at all. So, if an ADA person wants partial securement, then give them that, and I wouldn't say anything else about it. Just, do that.
Okay, thank you.
Did somebody tell you, did a manager or supervisor or anybody tell you that just rear securement was unsafe?
Yeah, so that was I was with the lift service for 28 years, and they would fire you over that. That was a fireable offense. And so when we went through training, this came up when we were learning securement, and they told us four. But okay, if partial securement's fine, I'm fine with that. Rarely anybody wants to secure it anyway. This is fixed route. This isn't lift. If partial securement's fine, I'm good. I just didn't want to be liable for not doing something correctly.
No, it's fine. And I understand where you're coming from. It makes a little bit more sense now. I've just been up here for 5 years, and I've never had an operator state that rear securement was unsafe. And coming from lift, I can understand where that mindset came from. But yeah, with us, partial securement is fine. If they just want to be secured in the front, we do that. If they just want one hook on the side, we do that. Whatever they want is what they get. So that's kind of where we're at with securement. I'll go look up the SOPs. If I'm wrong, I will definitely call you back and let you know. But I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Well, you're probably right. Yeah, there was a catastrophic accident in one of the lift buses where there was just rear securement that happened out on Murray. I think it's been about 15 years ago, maybe 17 years ago. I don't quite remember it. I remember the driver. I remember the accident. And I remember what happened to the passenger. But, yeah, it's just kind of always stuck with me. But, no, it's fine. This is different. This is fixed route, and I'm fine with that. Thank you, though, for getting back to me. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's no problem. And I only have 20 seconds, and I can probably just tell you with these last 19 seconds that I think the reason why the rules are different is because there's a big difference between a big van and a bus. So the bus is just generally safer when it comes to being in collisions as opposed to a van. All right, I'm about out of time. We'll be clear. 1937.